today is called Spirit and Soul. Spirit and Soul, and each of you has a spirit and a soul. And we'll talk a little bit about spirit and your soul, because sometimes we don't completely understand what they are, and we don't understand how they're working. And when we don't understand that, we miss out on something really important. And so I think today is going to be a really good day to kind of help you to clarify what that is, how it works, and how to work with God to have a better life. You know, that's how it translates. As we understand our spirit and our soul, we can have a better life with God. Now, all of you have received a new spirit. You've already received a new spirit. You have the Spirit of God dwelling inside of you. Say amen to that.
Amen.
It says here in Ezekiel 36:26, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
Praise God.
Amen. So you have a new spirit. The minute you invited Jesus to come into your heart, he brought the Holy Spirit upon you when you were baptized. And now you have a new spirit. That means the old spirit is gone, and you've got a brand new spirit inside of you. And that is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of love. So his power is flowing down on the inside into you, filling you up with his love, with his goodness, with all of that wonderful blessings that are just coming down out of heaven. You are receiving those each and every day. That's what makes you a citizen of heaven. Remember a few weeks ago I was talking about you being a citizen of heaven. And having that spirit is what makes you that citizen of heaven. And you get that immediately the minute you invite Jesus into your heart. You have it. It's done. It's complete. It's finished. You now are redeemed. You are reconciled back to God. You know, you have his blessing upon you. And this is the life that you get to live. And when you first receive that, I'm sure a lot of you noticed how excited you were. How everything just sort of lit up when you received the Spirit. How your heart was just jumping. How you thought, this is incredible. My whole life is going to be different.
Amen.
My whole life is incredibly changed now. And I'll never be the same again. Thank you, God. Say amen to that.
Praise God.
And that was a feeling that might have lasted for you, for depending on how long. For some people, maybe it lasted a few days. Some people, maybe it lasted a few weeks. For some, maybe it lasted a few months. And for some, maybe even a few years. But then one day, you probably woke up and you started noticing, wait a minute, I still have negative thoughts. Wait a minute, why am I still feeling depressed? Why do I have this heavy depression upon my life? Or this sorrow, or this grief, weighing so heavily on me? What the heck happened to my new life? What the heck happened to all these things that were said about starting new? I still have the same old thoughts, the same old emotions. What's going on here? Well, you got a new spirit, and you got an old soul. Let's play some rock and roll. And the thing is, often in life, if somebody says, you've got an old soul, you usually go, yeah. Yeah, I do. You know, because it means they're usually trying to give you a compliment that you've got wisdom beyond your years. You know, there's something special there. But in this particular case, having the old soul means we have the soul from that old life of ours. Because we've been born anew. We're new creatures now. But the soul is still from the old creature. The soul is still all those thoughts that you've got and all those emotions that you've got are still from the old life, the old soul. And that's what our soul is. Our soul is our mind and our thoughts and our emotions. That's what comprises the soul. We heard about how we get a new heart and we get a new spirit. So you know that in the spirit you've got a new heart, and now God's law is written on it. And it is flowing straight out of heaven. All of that divine love is just pouring upon you. So you've got that new spirit. But when you still got the old soul, it means that now those negative emotions and negative thoughts and the same mind are trying to come in and bring you back into the old way of life. You know how it is? Whenever you keep something from the old life, it keeps trying to pull you back in. You know, you think you got free, you're like flowing, you're flying, And then suddenly you start to get pulled back in again. And so today, the reason this is so important is that we've got, what do we do to have that life that God wants us to have? What do we do to receive the blessings of God? Because if we're still having the same thoughts and the same emotions, and guess what you're going to be acting on more than likely? You're going to be acting on those emotions and those thoughts. And if you keep acting on those thoughts and those emotions, you're going to keep having the old life rather than the new life that God promised. We cannot step into the blessings of God and fully receive them unless we change those thoughts and we change those emotions and we change our mind. Because that is what comprises the soul. Now, there are some people, they have received the Spirit of God. They have entered into that new life. They are citizens of heaven still. That doesn't change. And they have all of God's love pouring down upon them out of heaven. And yet, because they don't know that the soul is old, they're not completely receiving all of the benefits of God. And there are people like that that have sat in the pews day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and never as a result of that received the blessings that God wants you to have. Never received the optimum health. Never received peace in their life. Never received the joy in their life that God is asking that you can have. Never received the prosperity. Yet they're still citizens of heaven. That hasn't changed. But they're not reaping the benefits of what God has really laid up for you. Has not reaped those. You don't reap those benefits. Life can be really hard. It's still like you're living the old life, although you're in one part saying, but I did receive the Spirit. And so you're working so hard, but you're not getting the blessings and the benefits that God has laid up for you. So what do we need to do? We need to do something. What should we do to change that? Listen to this. This is in Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The renewing, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Remember, I said part of your soul is your mind, your thoughts, your emotions. But here, we can renew that mind, meaning we can make it anew.
Amen.
God will make it anew for us. Meaning that as his Spirit of love, which is already dwelling inside of us, nobody can take that away from us, and that never changes, and we're citizens of heaven, that doesn't change. But now as that Spirit comes in and begins to fill us up, we can let it go in and begin to change the mind, change the soul, renew the soul, make the soul anew. Don't get hung up on, hey, I've got an old soul. No, I get that out of here. I want a new soul. I want the soul that God wants for me. I want it to be renewed. Let's work that up. Let's let the Spirit come in and renew that for me. Because when we change, when we let God begin to work in us to renew our mind, to change our mind, to change our emotions, to change our thoughts, now we begin to have the thoughts of God. We begin to have the emotions of God. What emotions are God's? Peace, love, goodness, joy, happiness. These are the emotions of God, and these are the emotions that we want to have each and every day. What are the thoughts of God? The thoughts of God are always positive because God knows what the plan is. He knows what he has created. It means he knows that all things are possible. Imagine if every thought that you had said that all things are possible, no matter what situation you were in. That's the thoughts of God. No matter what comes up in front of you, the thought you would have is, I can overcome this. I've got the supernatural power of God in my life. Oh, this is nothing to me. Why? Because I've got the supernatural power of God in me. Those are the thoughts that God wants you to have. He wants you to have his thoughts. But we've been hanging on to an old soul. And as a result of that, we got old thoughts. And they're negative thoughts, and they're dark thoughts, and they're heavy thoughts. And we have emotions that are depressing. We have grief. We have sadness. We have loneliness. All of these things that God doesn't want us to have. He wants us, just like it says here in Romans 12:2, he wants us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. He wants our mind to be renewed and transformed. Let me tell you a little bit about Jesus. This is kind of interesting because we receive that Spirit, right? Where do we get that soul? Where did we get that old soul to start with? We got that from our fathers. It comes from the father's side, that soul. And so if you think about Jesus for a moment, where did he get his soul from?
Oh, from God.
Oh, he got his soul from his Father in heaven. So he already had a soul with great thoughts and peaceful and loving and joyous emotions. And so when he was baptized by John the Baptist, the Spirit came upon him. The Spirit of God came upon him, and it was go time. His ministry began. All systems go. Why? Because he didn't need to renew his mind. His soul was already renewed. And now he can step forward, and you remember the things that he did the minute he received that Spirit and went out. Now he is working the works of the kingdom. Now he is doing great things. Blind are seeing. Excuse me. The blind are seeing and being transformed and changed. Lives are being changed. Everywhere this guy goes, people are following him because they know there's something different about him. And yes, the Spirit of God was upon him as John the Baptist saw, and it never left him. But in addition to that, he had his Father's soul. His Father's soul. Now, we also can have God's soul too. But for us to do it, since we were born into this world of our own fathers, physical fathers, we got their souls. So we need to renew that. We need to change those so that we can exchange God's soul into there. So if you've been sitting and feeling like your life is not changing, maybe you've been coming here for weeks, maybe you've been coming here for months, maybe you've been coming here for years and you don't feel like anything has changed, I can tell you where that change needs to take place. And often when we don't know that, what we start to think about it, we think, wait a minute, I received the Spirit of God. I've got the Spirit of God, the Spirit. His love is inside of me. His power is inside of me. Why isn't something changing in my life? It's because we haven't changed that soul. We got to get that old soul out of there. Get the new soul in. Get it renewed. Get it transformed. Because if it doesn't, we can't receive the blessings that God has laid up for us. We can't receive the power that God has laid up for us. We can't walk on the plan that God has put forward for us. He has created you to be incredible. Say amen to this. He has created you to be awesome and amazing and to do amazing things. But if you do not renew that soul, you're going to be stuck in that old life, because the thoughts and the emotions and the mind are what's going to be manifesting and creating. What do we normally speak about? We normally speak what's on our mind. And if what's on our mind are old thoughts and old emotions, then we're speaking the wrong things. And remember, what we're saying is what's creating our life. So if we're speaking the words of God, we have God's life that he planned for us. And if we're speaking the words of doubt and fear and sadness and negativity, what do we have in our life then? We have all those things. So we need to renew that mind. So if you're not seeing changes in your life yet, you know where to look now. This is how important this sermon is today. You know where to look if you're not seeing the changes. Yes, we received the Spirit of God immediately. Thank you, God. Praise God for that. We receive that Spirit immediately. It cannot be taken away from us. It's never taken off of us, but we have to renew the mind. Now, this is why one of the most important things is when you come to church, church is not going to fully renew your mind, though. What is church about? Church is about stirring up the Spirit. We want to get the Spirit of God fired up. Why? Because we want his love and his goodness to begin to flow through us so we can throw off the negative thoughts, so we can throw off the negative emotions, so that we can get fired up and realize this stuff needs to go. It's in the sermons that quite often you get the revelation and the realization of what needs to get out of my life. You hear me say something, you go, oh my God, that's my problem. I need to get rid of that. You realize in that moment, you have an aha experience when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, and you realize, I've got to get rid of that part of it. I've got to get that out of my life, because I'm never going to be able to walk in the promises of God if I have it. And so this is one of the important things, but you've got to let the Spirit get stirred up in you. Liza began to feel the Spirit today. When we were singing the music, when we were praising God, she started to feel it flow. And you want to keep that Spirit flowing. Get it riled up. Why? Because as that light comes into you, that is the light of heaven filling you. As the light of heaven fills you, the darkness flees. Because the minute the light shines on it, now you can see what it is. But you need to be aware that if your soul is an old soul, you need to start renewing that. You need to begin changing that. You need to get the soul of God like Jesus had so that you can do the things that God said you can do.
Yep.
So we need to renew that mind. We need to renew the heart is already new. right? We heard about how you got the new heart, but you don't find where it says they just automatically give you that new mind. But we can renew the mind, as it says here in Romans. So how do we renew the mind? How do we renew that mind and get rid of those emotions and thoughts? Now, I've already talked in recent weeks, I've talked about the emotions and thoughts, and God created, man has created so many systems. Man has created all kinds of systems and ways of changing your thoughts and changing your emotions, and the list is long and tedious, and quite often there's some sort of negative drawback, and sometimes you don't even see what that is. But having said that, God has created the ultimate way and the easiest way and the perfect way and the way that works each and every time for you to get rid of those thoughts and emotions right away. And how do you do that? You give them to Jesus.
Amen.
Remember, I've been talking about this. How easy is that? Amen. I've been telling you that Jesus went to the cross and he did it to bear all the grief and the sorrow, your loneliness, your sadness, your depression. Don't carry it!
Amen.
Don't carry it! If you've got a negative thought that keeps coming in, trying to tell you that you're no good, and that you're not worth anything, and you're not going nowhere, and forget about receiving the promises of God, you tell that thought where to go. Go to Jesus! All right, amen! Say amen to that! It's that easy. We give it to Jesus. He has already taken it. It says he's already paid for it. You know, if he's already paid for it, then it belongs to him. So let's give it to him. We don't have to be hanging on to it. We don't have to carry it. We don't have to let it beat us up. Don't let it beat you up. Give it to him.
Amen.
Give it away to him. Now, This is one of the parts that I've been talking about in recent weeks, is give the emotions, give the negative thoughts to him, whatever it is, no matter what comes up, no matter when it comes up, just see him before you, know that he wants it, know that he's already taken it, and say, it's yours anyway, thank you. Mm-hmm. And that's the end of it. But now, to renew the mind, we need to get the thoughts of God into here. We need to get the thoughts of God into here. So God's thoughts have to be in here, so that those other thoughts can come out. Because when the light starts to come in, then the darkness is going to flee. Now, to do that, we use the Word of God. The Word of God are His words. Oh, who knew? Hello! So what we need to do is be able to get into the Word of God. Now, in over the past year, I've been giving you lists of faith verses to read. And I've been telling you how it's important to read these faith verses. I've been telling you how it's important to meditate on them. Don't just read them, because there are people that know the whole Bible cover to cover, and they can regurgitate the entire thing if you ask them to. But still, their minds are not renewed, because we need to really meditate on it and let God speak it into us. We've already got the Spirit inside of us, so let His Spirit now speak over that Word of God and give revelation, give realization. Let Him pour it into the mind. That's the necessity that you need there. You need that revelation. So you have the Spirit that can open it to you and reveal it to you. And now as you open the Word and begin to read it, don't just read through it. Some of you guys are speed readers, and you can read through the whole Bible very quickly. That ain't going to do it. You've got to take your time. Open a verse. Ask God, okay, let's get some good stuff into this mind. Let's renew this mind. Let's get rid of that old soul. Let's get something new in there. And now let the Spirit begin to reveal it as you meditate on it and read it. And let Him speak into you so that you're changed, so that you're renewed. I'm telling you, if you haven't seen changes or you feel like you haven't changed, the culprit is right there. It's that old soul. Mm-hmm. It's that old soul that's the problem. The Spirit is new. The Spirit is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of love. It's got all power and all possibilities built into it. It's got the love of God built in it. There's nothing that can stop it but the old soul. And we need to renew that. Get into the Word of God. If you haven't been seeing the changes, get into the Word of God. Meditate on the Word of God. Speak to God about His words. Start to let His words be your words. See, if you start to get that inside, not just on a superficial level of memorization, but where the Spirit speaks it into you. Now, when you're thinking, the thoughts are God's thoughts. That's what Jesus had. because he already had his soul, so he had God's thoughts. The emotions he's got are God's emotions. And that's what you get when you start to read his word. You get his words on the inside. Now, what words come out of your mouth? If what's on your mind are God's thoughts and his emotions are in there, now what comes out of your mouth when you speak? You speak words of faith.
Amen.
Words of God are words of faith, and words of faith can produce. Words of faith always produce and go out into the world and do what you send them to do. They will not return to you void.
Amen.
They will not come back empty, but whatever you send them out to do, they will accomplish in all ways at all times.
Amen.
But to have the words of faith coming out of your mouth and be locked and linked with the Spirit of God, we have to renew that soul. We have to renew that mind. And we're going to do it by getting into the Word and meditating on it. Now, amen. Now, this doesn't just happen to you like apples falling out of a tree. You've got to commit to it. You've got to make a commitment and say, that's it. I don't want to be an old soul anymore. That's it. I don't want that kind of wisdom on me anymore. I want to have God's wisdom on me. I want to change and renew this mind so that I have the thoughts of God, so that I can receive the promises of God. I'm tired of this old life. I mean, when you heard the gospel and you heard the word and you heard what was possible and you heard about this new life, yeah, you heard about everlasting life, sure. And you heard about salvation, sure. And you heard about reconciliation, sure. And you heard about how you were going to have all this great stuff, sure. And then when the time came, you said, man, that sounds great. Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Right?
Praise God.
You said yes because you wanted that life, right?
Yes. Yes.
Didn't you say that? You said yes because you wanted the life.
Yes.
You didn't say yes because you wanted the same old life.
Right.
You said yes because you wanted a new life. You
Amen.
Wanted to be the new creation, the new
Amen.
Creature
yes.
in God. You wanted to have the new spirit and the new mind and the new life that went with it.
Amen.
That's why you said yes when God called you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Amen. So if that was the case, and you said yes for that, then you're not going to be happy or content with sitting by and having a new spirit, brand new, shiny spirit, glowing, the power of God, and a new heart with the law written on it, with blessing written on it, with goodness and love flowing through it, filled with grace. You're not going to be happy having a new spirit and a new heart and not having the life that comes with it.
Amen.
You're not going to be content with that. You're going to feel restless. You're going to feel uncomfortable. You're going to feel restless in your spirit. Why? Because the Spirit of God is trying to get you to move. He's trying to get you to change. And if you're feeling uncomfortable or feeling like something's not happening, it's because the Spirit of God is trying to shake you awake.
Amen.
Trying to get your eyes to open up so you can see where he wants you to go and what he wants you to do. And he's trying to awaken you so that this mind can be transformed, so that these emotions can be changed, so these thoughts can be changed, so that you can have the life that you chose.
Amen.
Amen. The minute God partnered with you, or you partnered with God because you said, yes, I want to partner with you, come into my heart, he's not going to give up on that promise. He knows the life that he planned for you.
Yeah.
He wants you to have that. But you have to make a commitment. It doesn't just happen. Renewing our mind just doesn't happen. Yes, receiving the Spirit is immediate. Now, we can renew the mind very quickly. I'm not saying that it has to take decades and centuries to renew a mind. No, God obviously created it, but you got to get serious about it. You got to make a commitment and say, yeah, darn it, I'm tired of this old soul. I'm tired of this old life. And then I said yes to the new life. I said yes to the new spirit. I said yes to the new heart because I want that blessing that God promised me. I want to have the great life of health and prosperity and goodness. I want to have that easy, light yoke.
Yes.
That's what I want.
Yes.
And yet I feel like I'm burdened with 1,000 bricks on my back. And it's because of the old soul.
Yes.
So we want to renew that. We want to change that. And the way we do it is by the word. Now listen to this. This is in Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God is living and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. Word of God is going out there. When you start to read the Word of God and let it get in, it's going to start to slice. Right? It says right here, piercing even the division of soul and spirit. It's going to get in there and begin to cut stuff out of the soul that doesn't belong into there. It's like a scalpel because it's sharper than a sword. I think of a scalpel sharper than a sword. It's very sharp. It's going to get in there with precision. The Word of God will go in with precision, not a blunt instrument, but very precise, and it will slice away the darkness. It will slice away the parts of the mind that do not work anymore. The old soul will get sliced away, and we'll have a transplant of a new one. God, through His Word, will transplant, because it's living, it's powerful, it's going to come in and replace now, and you'll have a new soul. But you got to let it get in. Let that sharper than a two-edged sword, let that Word of God get in there and begin to dissect. Let it begin to cut away the stuff that you don't want. You can't get that just by hearing me speak about the Word of God. The little snippet that I read here and the little snippet that I read there from the Word of God is not enough. It's not enough to renew your mind. So Sunday morning is not enough. Bible study, if you've been in Bible study, is great. Bible study is a good start. Bible study teaches you how to get it in there. It gets it right in there into the heart and into the soul. You feel it on a very deep level when you're doing Bible study for the heart, yes. At Golden Heart, right? You start to feel that, but that's not enough to completely renew the mind. It's not enough to completely renew that soul. You've got to get in there every day. You've got to get into the Word of God every day, and you've got to make a commitment and say, darn it, that's what I want. I said yes. I said yes because I wanted that life, and I'm saying yes to making this commitment. Let that Word of God that's living, powerful, and sharper than a two-edged sword go to work.
Amen.
Go
Amen.
To work on that soul. And if you start to let it work, it's going to change it. It can change it very quickly. It can change it very powerfully. Amen. And as it changes it, it's going to change your thoughts.
Amen.
It's going to change your emotions.
Amen.
We have a workshop coming up next week in about releasing your healing emotions and declaring victory. You might want to come to this May 3rd. It's very powerful, very important. Give a day to God. You'll see how your life changes in an amazing way. What a great time to start and make a new commitment saying, that's it. I'm not going to take no for an answer. God promised me a new life, and I chose it, and I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to let this Word of God that's sharper than a two-edged sword begin to go to work in my life and change those emotions. And change those thoughts. And as a result, change the words now. Because the words coming out of me will be words of faith, words of goodness. And they will go out and do what I ask them to do in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want you to make a commitment today. Take a moment and think about, how long ago was it that you said, Jesus, come into my heart? How long ago was it that you were baptized? How long ago was it that the Spirit of God came into your life? Have you received those promises of God yet? Maybe you've received some of them. I'm sure you've seen some of them in your life. But do you want to receive them all fully and powerfully? Do you want to be like Jesus when he was walking, where he had the Spirit upon him and his Father's soul? Now, the things that happened with him in that state can happen to you. Do you want that kind of life? That's the kind of life that God created for you. He gave you the authority and the dominion. He made you citizens of heaven. He reconciled you to himself. He gave you the blessing. He said, it's yours. And now if you want those words to be coming out of your mouth that produce, if you want to have emotions of peace and love and joy, if you want to have thoughts of nothing can stand in my way, and know it and feel it and believe it, then you need the Word of God to be on the inside, to be filling you and transforming you and cut out all that other stuff. So take a moment right now. Think how long it's been. And if you're not getting the results that God, that Jesus was getting, then you know there's more renewing to do in that soul. I'm not saying it has to take a long time. I'm just saying you've got to make a commitment to it so that God can go to work. His word works. His word works. His word never fails. God's word never fails. His promises never fail. That means if you don't have his promises in your life, it's not him that's failing it. Sometimes we just haven't made the commitment. We haven't made a full commitment and said, that's it, I'm getting into the word of God. That's it, I'm meditating on this day and night. That's it, I know his word is living and powerful, and it will transform my life. And I will have the life that he said, because God's word never fails, and it won't fail you either. It will change your mind. It will change your soul. It will change your thoughts.
Praise God.
And it will change that life completely and totally, that you will have all of the blessing and all the promises of God that he wants you to have. Right now, close your eyes and make a decision. And decide, am I happy with the life that I've got right now? Am I getting what God promised? Have I gotten that yet? Or is something missing? And maybe you already noticed when I was talking that you have negative thoughts sometimes. And maybe you notice that sometimes you've got negative emotions. You've got fear, and you've got loneliness, and you've got guilt, and you've got depression. And if you've noticed any of those, then you already know, aha, my old soul is getting in the way again. And today I'm making a decision. This is the commitment I'm asking. Make a decision today to release the old soul, to let the word of God go in and slice out the parts that no longer belong, so that you can be renewed, transformed by the renewing of your mind, transformed by the renewing of your soul. And as a result of that, your thoughts will be renewed, and your emotions will be renewed, and your words will be renewed, because you'll be speaking the words of God, the words of faith. Make that decision right now.